Jobs. Visually impaired persons in Embu County claim to have been discriminated against in employment opportunities in both national and county government, even when they have the skills needed. They also complained of being marginalized in access to 30% of government procurement opportunities set aside for women, youth and persons with disability. A lot of focus has been placed on our disability over our qualifications to do the job, stated County Coordinator for Visually Impaired Persons Martin Nyanga. Speaking on Tuesday in Embu Town while marking this year's International White Cane Day, Nyanga said the unfair job market has worsened their plight, leaving many of them as beggars. He said in every budget cycle at the national and county levels, a certain budget is set aside for PWDs, but does not get to them and they do not even feel its impact. What we are asking for is not to be given handouts, but opportunities to work or start our own businesses to earn a decent living, he said. Chairperson, Embu Library Union of Visually Impaired Persons Ruth Nyoki blamed corruption for lack of opportunities, especially in accessing government tenders. She lamented that government ministries, parastatals as well as devolved units have failed to live up to the legal requirement of 30% of all state tenders going to youth, women and PWDs. She said tenders meant for them have been diverted to other firms that are ready and willing to offer kickbacks. I have applied severally for government tenders with no success, Nyoki lamented, and called for strict measures to be put in place to end graft in procurement. Nominated MCA representing PWDs Augustine Njeru challenged the county government to ensure employment opportunities are set aside for these marginalized people to bring them at par with the able people. I call upon the county to ensure any time they are recruiting workers, they give PWDs a fair share of opportunities.